long and yet you are away that whole time. Not a single drop of fear. Heart is so hard.
We are like that.
No.
You are not like that. So what to do?
What to do? I want an association like these Vaishnavas that my heart also is melted like yours. I told her, this little daughter, that don't come to keep me weak. But I cannot be. If I tell them, don't come here. I think that you will also.
Oh yes, that's for sure.
This is the problem. I am facing that in the associations of your soft heart, my heart with you. Some heart like you.
Vilap Kishnandun. Not the sun here. In sadhak way and sarup siddha sadhak, both way he is doing his prasana, lifting Radha Kunda, and there are three stages of sadhak. First, Radhanga sadhak is not like Vaidhi Bhakti sadhak. There is much difference in these stages. Vaidhi Bhakti has, Bhakta has, awake in body, Dehatma Buddhi. That you are taking in class. Always you remember whole Vishwa, universe. He is my near dear, he is my enemy, he is my friend, he is my father, he is my mother, and all these things. And always he remembers the sukh and dukh, happiness and unhappiness of this world. Entangled always in this. Sometimes he remembers a chant Krishna name, but all things are there. He is always asakta means attached, firmly in these worldly affairs. But Radhanuga sadhak is not like this. He has some taste, he has some greed, and if he is in advanced stage, he will step by step leave all these worldly things, and he will have attachment in chanting, remembering, and all other services. Also, if he has any realization of his siddha sarira, then automatically all the pastimes of Krishna with the gopi will come automatically. And if a man has worldly attachment, and he will try and try, but yet not, for hours and hours, the man will go here and there. But in Raganga Bhajan, if he has some trace of his sarup, and he has some grief, and after all, he has some realization of his siddha sarira, some samsara from Guru, then lila will come automatically. At that time, there are three stages. One stage is that he is deeply engaged, remembering the pastimes of Krishna by his Swarup, and he has nothing, no knowledge of this world. This body, or regarding body, or anything. And this is called Antardasa. Understand? This is Antardasa. But a sadhakji cannot, whether he is Swarup Siddha, but he will cannot live so much time in this Antardasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can live as much as he can. And so many hours he can live. But for sadhakji, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, that's not good. So this is antardasa, meaning inner. And then ardhavajyadasa. Ardhavajyadasa means half that half. In the middle. He is not seeing the things as apparent as Raghunath Das Goswami. When he sees all these things, he thinks that I am doing everything and I am in pastime. And I am one of them. I am Tulasi or Rati Manjari. No? At that time he don't know that who am I and what is this. And when he is in half antardasa, ardhavajyadasa, ardhavajyadasa, not inner and not outer, but outer more, but ardha. No inner, not antardasa, bahyadasa, but half. But he is remembering the past time. And he knows that I am, who am I? Raghunath Das Goswami. And he is feeling separation. So much separation. I am weeping, rolling in the ground. Sometimes so many dabhichari and swastik bhava. This is ardhavajyadasa. And when his whole sense of this world comes, then this is Vahya Dasa. Vahya Dasa, he is feeling separation. And he knows fully that I am Raghunath Das Krishna. I am rolling and waiting on the side of the tent of Raghunath. Sometimes remembrance is going cut off, not fully, as a dhara prava, as a current. The current discloses what? Obstructed. And he now begins to be always beating. This is close. First he sees in inner dasa and feeling, and he is acting like Tulasi Manjari or Rati Manjari. In Ardhavas Bahya Dasa, he is remembering, but he has no sense of this body, Samswa, or the Bahya Dasa. So weeping and doing so. And when he comes to Bahya Dasa, how does then he feels so much trouble, what I have seen. And then he begins to weep and arise. In Ardha Bahya Dasa he cannot rise. He can only do pralas. And in inner dasa, no question of writing and there he is so much bliss, feeling so much happiness. To serve Radha in Krishna Jiva, or for serving Srimati Radha. So in up to 8th floor, in first he has for Mangalacharana, when he was prarambha kar rahe thi, he was beginning this book, he thought that I should do Mangalacharana. And when he took his pen, he at once went in Ardha-Bhajya-Dasa, and from Ardha-Bhajya to Inner Dasa, Antar Dasa he went. And he has one thought, a smiling Rishimanjari. And he saw something, Ashwabhavi. Ashwabhavi? Some not material. He saw some, so what? Cutting some bites, and he began to smile. Rati Manjari or Tulasi Manjari saw, and at once he remembered anything. What he remembered? At first we should know that who can remember? Who are equal stage to Srimati? All the Manjaris are about equal mood to Radha. And what Radha has all mood up to Madan and Modan. A part of Madan, Modan and everything which is in Radha all comes in Manjari. Not fully, but something comes in there. And the taste Krishna as Srimati Radha. So So they have about same mood, which is essential for Manjari to serve Radha and Krishna. Without this, anyone cannot serve Radha and Krishna. At once you see that Roop Manjari, his Siddha Guru, there is no Siddha Guru, but yet there is pride for this. That is Siddha Guru. And Lalita Visakha are Siddha Guru of all Sakis. So he thinks that I am new, and they are my Siddha Guru. Right. Because they are in this world, I am telling. So their words of this mundane world comes, we cannot tell all these things in that bhasha, in that language. Anything will come upon our language, that is mundane. But yet, we should know that Rupa Goswami, he is praying to Rupa Goswami. He was praying for Rupa Goswami, but he went in deep and began to see Rupa Manjari. And he saw some he's praying in Parihar, in Job, that your husband is not here. And you are so much famous in whole breath that you are a just a lady. And your husband has gone for 4 or 5 days. And he has got this. But I see that just some hours before, or in last night, this work may come. They are not so old, but 6 and 7. Just it seems newly come. I think that any sparrow, two sparrows, the green bird, but I have seen so much these sparrows, white kakatua, they can speak like men. They are not people. This is green and this little. Parrot has cut it as if it is bimbaphal. Then Rupa Manjari sat towards her and began to smile. And she became so much pleased to this Rati Manjari. So in third slok, Sangarupa Rati Manjari, Prasurapunjo Daya. In this slok he has given some ashirvad. Ashirvad means blessing. This is not dharshan of Rati Manjari, Aravnath Das Goswami, but blessing from, that is why he is telling Prajenda Basati Sthale Vivida Ballari Sankule Tameva Rati Manjari Prachur Punjodara गया विलास भर विस्मृत प्रणयी मेखला मार्गेण जदद निज नाथ या ब्रज सिन्हा पिता कंदर। सो दिस श्लोक इज ऑफ रुक्मंजरी। सो ही इज गिविंग आशीर्वाद ब्लेसिंग गुरु दैट यू कैन राइट एंड राइटिंग विल बी द बेस्ट राइटिंग। नाउ द लाइफ ऑफ भजन ऑफ ए साधक इज अटैचमेंट टुवर्ड्स राधा कृष्ण आपकी मती राधिका स्पेशली ऑफ पीस भाव गोपी भाव अटैचमेंट टू राधा एंड कृष्ण स्पेशली कृष्ण मती राधिका एंड दे फीलिंग टू मच सेपरेशन इन दिस बाह्य दशा and that lifts them to Ardhabhajya dasa. And if he is a very good devotee, sadhu, then it will go into inner state, that is antar dasa. And he can serve and feel that thing. Antar darshan he is remembering, but it becomes more than saksha darshan. And he at that time he feels that I am doing this and do, and I am seeing Radha Krishna and doing all this. But it is spurti, not real, spurti. But it gives so pleasure than what to tell. Life that satsaka. But it is only spurti. Understand? Spurti? No, but it is not imagination. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling all these things. That a boy came to me and gave me darshan, and when I wanted to go and touch that boy, he step by step, that he went backward, and when I ran towards him, at once he went here and there. This seems as spurti, but it may be that in spurti Krishna has come and discussed. As Srimati Radhika, in her Mathur Birah stage, Krishna has gone to Mathura, and she is remembering and saw that Krishna. Hold and embraced Krishna and began to laugh and talk with Krishna. After that only Sakhi Lalita came. What are you doing? But, oh, where is Krishna? What are you going to do? This is called a spurti. But it may be that at that time Krishna may have come. It may be also, but it still it is Ishput, it will be called. Aparastra Lila itself comes. That is it. And by unnatural way we do kalpana, imagination only, that this is going on this evening. And we are remembering also all this. That it is known. So Raghunath Goswami sometimes in his purti, by remembering. And sometimes he comes in Ardhavajya dasa and sometimes in Vayya dasa. When he is Vayya dasa, he is breathing and feeling separation. Do we feel separation? What to separation of Radha and Krishna and all these? Rukmanjari, Lalita, Vishakha, Vrindavan, Radha. We have no separation but for our Gurudev also. Not so much. We have, we feel some separation for Gurudev. But not so. We are not hankering for it. Where you are, where you are, not calling. So if to be, then sadhak can, by the grace of his Gurudev, he can remember all these things. And past times will come at thousand any sadhak. As if worldly things come automatically. Jab tak ye rahengi, up to these thoughts will remain in our hands. That continuous thinking and coming up, that is purti, will be. So, how it will be? We have some faith in Harikatha, faith in chanting, and by the grace of our Guru and Vaishnava, we have a Jhalak Darshan. Jhalak Darshan. Like Narad Sa Narayan. Then we have come. So we should chant, we should read, we should do all these things, always continuous, so that it will come. Then we will realize something with separation. If our father and mother have palpation, very good manner, or our Gurudev has given that thing that I explained there today. Namasestam manumati sati putram astra swarupam rupam satyadragiri purimma turingo svatim radha kundam girivar maho radhika madhavasam prapto chyasa prasthitakaya si gurum tang nato. If Gurudev has given anything that spirit towards Naam, Mantra, Vrajavasi, Roop, Sanatam, Swaroop, Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Radha and Krishna Jugal to Radha Kunda, any grief towards them, how we will remember all these good days that he has given. Because Rupi Swami, this Raghunath Das Goswami has received this thing from his Swarup Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupi Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and he has taken darshan of Vrindavan, not like us, actually darshan of all this. So he is so much feeling separation for all. So if we have anything for these things, this is the goal of our life, then we will be better to if we have. So we have, Raghunath Das Goswami is telling so much separation for whom? Rup Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna. Here in this slow, Alok Lopam Kalahi Dham Sarayva Mritam Janam Tad Padam Padabja Milita Lakha Desa Jai Devi Jivaya Tad Alokam Kalahi. He was thinking when he was writing to the lotus feet of Radhika. To remember, in last day's floor, Devi Dukhapal Sagaro Dara Udare Suyamanam Ati Durgatam Janam Patshita Prabalanau Kaya Adhutam Prapaya Sapada Pankajalayam. When he was going, that he is in the shape of Rati Manjari. And Krishna was taking with all gopis. All gopis here, Manas, Aradha, Srimati, Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, and all others. Swapaksha were there. Not Chandrauli anymore. And at that time she was saying that Srimati Radhika is in Swadhin Bhattrika way. Swadhin Bhattrika means controlling Krishna. Krishna has prayed to these gopis, these manjari, that I want to meet Srimati Radhika. She is unhappy to meet today and she has janma, so I want to meet. Pratimandali told Krishna, you should wait here outside. I'm going into India. And I will take permission to her. And then I will come, and if she orders, then I will take you to that Kunja to make Srimati Radhika. Krishna did so much work. Kapu Minti prayer that fell so much for me. Otherwise I will die if I am. And went to that place in Kunj where Lalita, Vishakha and all were together. They were telling that you should not do man's house. I thought Krishna will go to others, Sangavdi and others. You should not do man's life. Lalita was offending this. She was telling that, no, you should not. Vishakha was telling that. And Lalita was a bond with Krishna. You give up enough. You should be happy. Otherwise, he will be free. And he will not come to you. So be like so. And the same time she came. Tulsi Manjari, that is Rati Manjari thing. And she told that outside Krishna waiting for your order. And he is doing so much prayer to meet you. So what should I do? After some discussion, Srimati Radhika or Lalita told that you should bring him home. Smiling and something lajja, with sigh. He came, his pitambar was hanging on his neck and taking the two hands in our hands, in his hands. What is the meaning?
Rain.
Rain. Rain. Gopi told that. He sat on the lotus feet there of Radhika. Radhika was sitting on a higher place. And all gopis there sitting some lower place. Krishna sat here. Then Krishna began to pray. All right, you should spend my altar. Altar. Krishna began so much. All were singing this time. Krishna took a golden tulika or any more pankha. And very gently and smoothly he was taking a red collar and was there. But Krishna, when he was chanting, Krishna could not take him and became family. Then it went some Radhika began to smile, and seeing her smile, all satis there began to smile. Srimati Radhika told all new painter, new painter, Bal painter. Bal painter? Steady painter. Bal painter. You don't know how to paint? For a long time, you are seeing feet here, there, keeping it here, keeping it in here, and painting, but it, your hands are trembling so much, you cannot paint. Krishna told, I will so paint, so beautifully I will paint, that even Chitra, Vishakha and Lalita, and Tungavidya, who are the master of art, all arts, they will be so much amazed. Let us see, I am doing. But his hands were trembling. Srimati Radhika told that you cannot do my bhav painter, new painter. Oh, Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, come on, come on, come on. He will not do. You should. Then he took that cup and from Krishna's hand Krishna was sitting and he was seeing towards Tulasi. Radhika was also seeing towards Tulasi. All the suffused things were. In the meantime, when he was his hands were ready to catch hold of the lotus feet of Sri Radhika here and will begin, but at time, Sri Sagar, nothing is there. That came in the Krishna. Sagar, where is Radhika? Where is Krishna? Only the O Radhike, O Radhike, he began to cry. Indeed, very, very good thing was there. Srimati Radhika was ordering him to stand. And I was thinking that I am so much lucky and so much sobhagya. I am the most dear thinkery of Srimati Radhika, and Srimati Radhika was so pleasantly ordering me and saying, I used my apne haat ko badhaya. For the avalokanam kala. Oh, I was seeing you, ordering me, and so pleasing, and all suffices there. And now I am seeing, I am alone on the bank of this Ganga, and rolling on the kund, on in dust of earth. And none is here to comfort. Not Rupa Goswami, no Sanatana Goswami. They are my favorite personal life. Hard to do, he began to do. And began to read the Bible. Padavalokan kalahi, kalahi, kalahi. When this called mana time, this time mana virahka, separation time, has bite me as a very black snake. And I am that am very and हम इसको समझ रहे हैं, अनुभव कर रहे हैं। I'm realizing that that poison is going in me, and whole body is like going to be dead. So I'm mrita, like mrita. Mrita means I'm dead. Dead body cannot tell anything. But he is telling that I am dead in your viraha, in separation. So, certainly I am dead. But if a mantra vidha, those who know mantra, and if at that time they come and they do anything by their mantra, that man can be sick. And I have seen this. Once a snake bite to my mother in rainy season and she dead. So much bite him. And all persons gathered of my village. At that time I was very small boy. Only remember very. And my grandfather's father. Grandfather means mother relation. He was a brahmachari in the age of 80. And he buried his face and told them, life gone in 80 years. And all persons took my mother on a car, car, and they ran away to 2 miles from there, our village. And it was about 10 in night. At that time he was not slept. He came out of his house and began to do mantra by any lips. After some time, my mother looked. Then Sai came. And then he took his all things. And he saw that here his sasur, saas, and all the person of the whole village was there. She became so sensitive. And after that, they returned with my mother. And whole night, they used to give ghee and so many things, and bath, bath and bath, by waters and bath. Then he became all right. So if a mantravid will come and he will do any mantra, then he can be sick. And mrita life, I will not be sick. If any mantravid come, who will come? Manli Srimati Radhika. Tad padabja millaksha bhesajai devi jiraya. I was saying, he is remembering that, oh Devi, at that time I was saying that Krishna was painting your feet by altar, and he was not doing well, so you ordered me to put color on my feet. And when I became ready, at one bas lila, I said that no feet, no you, no Krishna, and no Shini there. Now I am dying. If that pastime comes again, and you should give your lotus feet, and that padabja milit laksha, that laksha, laksha means that color, if you give me, how do you give me? Krishna was painting, no? And keeping sometimes in his heart, sometimes on his curved hair, no? And it was painted here something, or here, so if you will give that painting, which came on the face of Krishna, and if it come to my face again, then I may be alive. Otherwise, I will not be alive. So, swap padabhya, your lotus feet, milita laksha, that is, Krishna has given that laksha, laksha means a color, and that is on your feet, but it is upset here and there. And I will again try to see, and then I will keep it on my head. And if the pen given by Krishna and second hear Krishna, and that laksha will come to my head or ear or so on. Then I can discern. Otherwise, I will not be safe. You are Vishak. Vishak Shiromani. Tomorrow, yesterday we are something telling of Vishak Shiromani for Krishna. Gopis are telling to Krishna that you are Vishak Shiromani, you are the best doctor. But Gopis are telling, but Tulsi Manjari, Arati Manjari is most obedient fellow of Srimati Radhika and Krishna, Radhika Pakshi. So his Swamini is Radhika and he wants that she should have this of Srimati Radhika. So Radhika is Visagratna, doctor here. Yeah? O Radhike, I will not say if you will not give this thing. So I, once I pray your lotus feet, that remembrance can again come again, and you should give me that your lotus feet so that I can paint and can have on my head and all.
Raghunath Das Goswami is telling to Rup Manjari. Rati Manjari is telling to Rup Manjari. O Rup Manjari, I know you are very tricky.
Yeah.
That you are very chaste lady in Vrindavan. All knows you. But why I see that your husband is not in, is out of for so many days, and yet I am seeing some strange thing in your face. Why is perhaps you are sleeping and a parrot came and you, this is a bimbapal and she has cut down there or anything and she is smiling, telling all this. He has also telling that Rup Manjari Karashita Pada Patma Goshtendranandan Bhujartita Mastikaya Amodata Kanak Gauri Padara Vinda Sambhaninti Sankaitava Pintarishya. Srimati and Krishna are tired in Brahman. Brahman, you know, in traveling in Vrindavanni Kunji.
Walking.
Doing so and so on things. So they are tired. So it's sad. The flesh is seems so good, so good, so beautiful. And Srimati Radhika is lying down in the laps of Krishna, having feet there in the laps of Rup Manjari. Rup Manjari is
massaging.
Very
softly,
slowly, softly.
Krishna is playing in the hairs of Srimati Radhika. And Srimati Radhika is feeling so much by like this, flat on the laps of Krishna. So Raghunath Das Goswami, being Rati Manjari, is praying to Rup Manjari that will she give that prasadam. Prasad means?
The mercy of her court.
He was?
Yeah, Raman.
And that prasadam?
Raman.
Raman. will she give to me? Remembering these things,
imagination.
This is imagination or what?
It's real. It's reality.
So my imagination is this. Thinking here all the pastimes of Krishna and Radhika, which has been done, and Rup and Raghunath, Sri Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, or Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, are really doing this. And we are hearing and thinking here. This is imagination or what?
Imagination means it's not true.
So it is true.
It is true.
But we are thinking we have no realization.
Right.
But something is there.
Mm-hmm.
So my imagination means that.
Okay. She has one other...
Understand?
Yes. She has one other question. You say that Radharani comes only with a few highly qualified gopis like Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, then you mentioned Subal and Tulsi. So not many sakis come with her. You mentioned Subal's name and we were wondering why.
One day Vrinda Devi came. She prayed to Radha. You are also hearing?
Yes, yes.
In unripe way you are hearing all these things?
Maji, recording bhi ho rahi hai aapki to.
Aise kar denge, aise. Then, I am telling that one day
Vrinda Devi
came from Krishna and tried hard, prayed so much, wept, did everything, but Srimati Radhika Maan went not washed. She will not meet with Krishna, will not allow Krishna to come. But Krishna was so much unhappy. You are hearing also? Worldly desire, here come, that does not.
You said,
like her, no worldly desire at all. Wash everything. See his sari.
Where is sari?
No black, no white, no nothing.
And a different color.
So someday, one day, Vrinda Devi tried his heart, but he was fine. Time was going on. Then Krishna asked Subal, can you help me? Surely I will do. See, at once went anyhow to Srimati Radhika and flattered in some such a way that Srimati Radhika began to weep. He told that Krishna is now about to
die.
He will not be. So he at once became ready. So Vrinda Devi, Subal Sakha is going ahead and Srimati Radhika having her
hand on his shoulder,
on the shoulder of Vrinda. Valli Rup Manjari asked one or two Manjaris. One day, another day, Laltabas Sakha, and another. In several ways, not in one way.
Can I just ask one quick question about Diksha Guru? Because you've been giving us deeper
understandings of Diksha Guru, that it's not Anusthan, but it's Samanda. So in the scriptures it says that one can only have one Diksha Guru, although you can have many Shiksha Gurus. So with this new understanding of Diksha Guru, how do we understand that you can only have one?
Diksha Guru, if Shiksha Guru is getting all this in the absence of Diksha Guru, he should to be treated not less than him. Sometimes more, like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was the shishya of Jadunanda Nachari, but he paid respect more to Rupa Goswami.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on the
heart.
Qualification
on, yeah.
of Diksha Guru and Shiksha. Both are one, but even Diksha Guru be respected more than Shiksha Guru, and in other sense also Diksha Guru can be more respected than Diksha Guru also, same level also. It depends on the qualification.
So what does it mean that you can only have one then? Is that one by Anusthan or what?
Is Diksha Guru? One Diksha Guru?
Yeah.
Like your Diksha Guru will not be transferred. But Shiksha Guru maybe?
But Shiksha Guru is also the same as Diksha Guru.
Not less, but it may be that he can be.
Right.
It depends on qualification. And he has given what he is given.
Mm-hmm.
It depends.
Mm-hmm.
If the Diksha Guru could not give at that time, because we are not qualified, he could not give. But after that, Shiksha Guru is giving more serious things.
So does that Shiksha Guru who's giving more serious things, does he
then
become...
he is respected more?
Does he become the single Diksha Guru then?
Like Diksha Guru, they have no partiality or anything different that he is Diksha Guru, he is Shiksha Guru.
Mm-hmm.
As one Shiksha Guru.
Mm-hmm.
Like something you are doing, to me also, thinking one, क्या जानता था अभी बजाएगा थोड़ा सा
जाएगा
तो अभी तो उसे 11-12 बजे बजाता था
तो होने वाले तो गलती
तो ही है रोज बजाएंगे 1 बजे 8 बजा रहे हैं इसका अब तुम्हारा खत्म नहीं होगा
खत्म क्या
खत्म क्या हिंदी सीखो
Okay.